Welcome to Accounting Influencers, the podcast for accounting leaders and influencers who want to know exactly what makes the good firms great and the great accountants world class. Let's get today's show started with your host and founder of the BD Academy, Rob Brown.
Welcome to the show, and I'm thrilled to have with you today, all the way from New York, Ilya Radzinski. Hello, sir.
Hey, how are you, Rob?
We're terrific. Great to have you on the show. Ilya, for people that haven't come across you in Taxton, tell us a bit about your background and your areas of expertise.
Sure. So my name is Ilya Radzinski, and I'm a co-founder of Taxton. And what Taxton does is it provides a platform for accountants and tax practitioners to really manage their practice. So every business has their actual deliverable. And for accountants, it might be a tax return or payroll, but every business also has to run the business. And that's what we do. So a business has to get paid. A business has to be able to exchange documents with their team to manage their internal workflow. Now, there are many different applications that help you do all of those things individually. But what separates Taxton is that you're able to have this all in one place. And really, that's what we're doing. We've had a really great foothold in the U.S., been only marketing since actually just about a year now, right after last year's tax season. We've had really, really great traction in the U.S., and we're actually going abroad. So that's why we're on here to speak to people in the U.K. and other places.
And what's your journey, Ilya? How did you get into this game?
So I've actually been doing this for almost a decade. My co-founder and I, we were internal IT for a large accounting firm in New York. This firm was really early to the entire idea of having a remote practice and being able to interact with their clients remotely. Now, this is something that everybody's thinking about, but we've been doing this for over a decade, and this firm was really early to the game. And we saw the really great success that they were having. And when throughout the time we built their platform for them, they grew from over 10 to over 80 people. And then about 3 years ago, we realized that the real secret sauce behind this was the platform and the ability to make their business scalable and also location independent. Yeah. And we decided to start Taxton to really be able to provide that to firms anywhere on a SaaS basis. So SaaS means software as a service. And you probably use things like this all the time. Many businesses do. And it allows people to, instead of buying a Microsoft 95 that they might have bought for, you know, $50 and that's it, what you do is you pay a monthly subscription and you get an always updated, always modern software.
Yeah. Now, you are very much a passionate advocate of digital change. We're in crazy times. How well do you think accountants cope with all the stuff going on around them generally?
I think it really depends on the firm. There's a lot of data that supports that larger firms are all investing in technology. There was a survey done by the Accountancy Age, top 50 accountant firms in the UK. And basically what they saw was that the larger the firm, the larger the IT investment as a percentage of revenue. Mm. And not only did they spend more, but the firms that spent grew far faster. And this is something for large firms, but smaller firms, they don't have an IT department, right? Smaller firms don't have the resources to do this, but they also want to be able to compete. So having a remote capability is really tantamount in today's day and age.
So why is it important for firms of any size to digitize if they haven't already?
Well, for one, that's what clients come to expect, right? So whether you're small or whether you're large, your clients still use the same internet services and they come to expect a certain level of A, security, B, ease of use, and just in general, this is where things are going. So in the US, for the first time this year, over 50% of tax return were conducted via client portal. So what people used to do is you would schedule a time to go to your accountant, you would take time out of your day, drive over there, walk in, do a meeting. But more and more, that is going the way of the dodo. It's just more of a matter of time, not a matter of if.
Well, there's so many software applications out there, digital technology. You can see why it's overwhelming for accountants. What are some of the issues they're facing with keeping up to date with everything?
Oh, 100%. I mean, change is scary, yeah. Right? Change is scary in any industry, especially if you've been doing something for, you know, 20, 30, 50 years, right? There's a lot of firms that are, family offices that have been handed down where you have, a certain way of doing things. Yeah. And bringing in change to that is oftentimes met with resistance. It's met with people are afraid. But one of the things that's so hard is people feel, how am I going to change the way of doing things? How am I going to learn something completely different? What we try to tackle that is by making things really easy. So for instance, we have a daily demo with a live Q&A. So what you can do is you can log on and ask questions from a live person at any time. On top of that, we also have a simulated account. So what that means is anyone can log on our website, click simulated account, and play with our our system as if they already signed up. And what this allows us to do is really try to remove all the friction points that are there and make it as easy as possible. Because again, it's really not a question of if this is something that's going to stick, but a question of when you have to make this change or else you'll simply be outdated.
Yeah. Tell us how important integration is for accounting firms.
Well, as I mentioned, if you're a large firm, right, if you have the resources to have an IT department and you have the resources to hire someone whose sole job it is to integrate different softwares, then you can have 10 different softwares. But if you're not, if you're a small firm, using 10 different vendors to accomplish your needs only adds overhead and time wasted on trying to get these systems to talk to one another, even if they can, right? So what we try to do is we want to make things integrated and easy in one place where you can really focus on what you do best. So for accountants, that's delivering quality tax returns, payroll, whatever services you deliver, and really not worry about anything else because you're not here to try to build an IT department. You're here to try to run your business. And if you think about it, ease of use and how easy something is really critical, yeah. Right? So you, no matter how old you are, you probably use Netflix and no one taught you how to use it, right? You turned it on and it just works. And that's really what we're trying to do is really make software that's easy to use, yet powerful and does exactly what you need it to do, which is turn it on and it works.
But there is a real thing called app overload, isn't there, Ilya?
100%, 100%. It's funny, there's so many different softwares that are coming out there. And especially if you're using smartphones, you know how you can get overloaded with notifications from all these different systems.
Yeah.
And I myself used to have 3 different screens and now I actually reduced to 1 screen because I want to be working on one thing at a time. That's the other part where integration is so key is that if you don't have to spend time switching between apps for different utilizations, you can save yourself so much time. There's a study by Site Research that showed that workers in the US, UK, and Australia wasted almost 32 days per year navigating between apps.
Wow.
So, yeah.
What is the benefit to the end client of having just one place to go for everything they need?
Well, that's that's one of the reasons why TaxDome focuses on integration, right? So here's what I mean by that. Let's say you have your tax practice and you need a project management software to manage your internal firm workflow. Now, you want to upload a document to the client. By going in TaxDome, you go to one place and then an email automatically goes to your client to open either their mobile app or to open on their desktop and they can have access to your document. Mm. At the same time, you can also request bills and have them pay right in that system. If you're using different systems, one of the big complaints from people is that they have to remember where to go for each different thing. They have to remember different passwords, different logins, different websites, and it's not convenient for your end user. And that's really why the ease of use is not only just for you, meaning the accountant and their team, but ease of use for your end client. Because at the end of the day, you just want the simplest, fastest way to get the information from your client to your team and back.
Sure. Now, I don't know what it's like in the US. Certainly in the UK, we have a lot of accounting firms that are still working on Excel spreadsheets. They've not digitized yet. It's probably the same over there. What are the mistakes that firms make when they're trying to get more digital and introduce technology into their practice?
Well, one of the first mistakes is trying to cobble together different solutions because they might not realize at the very outset that they're going to have to try to integrate them all. And that only becomes apparent once you have a lot of data in all of them. There's some things that become more apparent the more you use them. And the more documents you have, the more bills you have, the more clients you have. If you spend 2 minutes per client on each one of those things, integrating them, that's more and more and more minutes that you're wasting. Mm. So I think everybody realizes they want to go online, right? They're using Excel, they're not using pen and paper. So at some point, they made the transition from pen and paper to Excel because they realized that was necessary. And they saw the benefit of it. And now the next step is transitioning from Excel to cloud and to digital.
This is about having a client portal as well, isn't it?
Oh, massively, massively. So in the US especially, data security is becoming paramount. And I know this is the case globally, but email is not secure, right? So asking your client for secure information to email you their P60s or anything like that over email is just not secure. So if you notice, your bank never sends you a statement over email. They say, here is your statement, click here, and then you log on to a secure portal. And that's really where everything is going. And TaxDome allows your basic mom and pop accountant to have the same technical capabilities and security as a large corporation.
Mm. Now, the practice practice management space is very crowded. There are a lot of vendors out there. How do you read the competition at the moment, Ilya?
There's lots of different vendors out there that are features, such as a CRM, a client portal, a mobile app, project management software, and invoicing tools. There are softwares that provide just that one tool. Many of them are great, especially for smaller firms. What you wind up having is if you have 10 of these softwares, you have to spend time integrating them all. You have to spend time teaching your team to use them all, and you have to spend money on paying for them all.
Yeah.
So you wind up with 10 softwares, and that's where the app overload comes in. The other thing is ease of use. What you want is a scalable system, especially in seasonal businesses such as accountancy. You want to be able to scale your team up and down easily. And the simpler your system is and the less softwares that you utilize, the faster it is for you to hire somebody and get them onboarded and into your way of doing things without having to spend so much time learning all your different systems.
Sure. And you said earlier about the accountancy edge research on firms spending more on technology and IT. They're the ones that are growing the fastest. Is that the same for the clients that they serve?
Oh, 100%. 100%. So the average person wants to be able to do all of their banking and financial software on the internet, right? So if you think about it, not many people go to their bank to find out how much money they have. They open up their website, they look at their ATM, they look at their bank statement, and they can see what they have right there. And people want the same technology from everything that they use. And it's just a matter of time, whereas the expectations grow from your end clients.
Yeah. So data privacy, I know that's another passionate topic for you, isn't it, Ilya?
Very much so. Very much so. So in the US, we've gone to a lot of conferences. And when we meet clients face-to-face, one of the things we're often asked about is data privacy. Now, we're buttoned up. This is what we do. But the real issue that I mentioned is when people use email to exchange secure information. Email is not secure. And going to secure portals is where every industry is going. Your banks, as mentioned, they never send you an attachment with your statement. You always log on to a secure portal. And here we're able to offer smaller firms the security capability of big banks.
So what do you feel are some of the biggest challenges accounting firms are facing these days, particularly if they want to grow?
I think it's about prioritizing your budget. Every firm has a specific amount of money that they want to spend, and they hope that that money will help their business grow. And it's a function of, do I want to invest in more people? Do I want to invest in software that's going to make me more productive? Do I want to invest in software that's going to make me grow my business, maybe through marketing campaigns or anything like that? And it's just a function of how you want to prioritize your needs. And we really believe that digitizing is critical today and tomorrow. And it's not a trend, it's just a new way of life. And all businesses are going there. It's just a function of how you get there, whether it's today or you make that decision in 3 months or in 6 months, but it's going to happen. Even older firms, right? If you want to transition from hopefully retiring and selling off your practice, nobody wants to deal with your packet of papers, for lack of a better word. But the more organized your business is and the more easy it is for someone to come in and the less reliant it is on an individual's machinations, the more valuable it would be to a potential buyer.
Yeah, that does make good sense. But some of the older people running accounting firms, they might be a bit reluctant to invest in the technology because they want to move on, get out, take a package as quickly as possible.
100%, but it's all a function of the amount of the investment. For instance, for TaxDome, it's $600 per year, and that's it. And that's really all that you need to run your practice. So if you think about it, that is a tiny, tiny amount in relative terms to what you would be getting. So we never actually compete on price, because I think any business that competes on price will never win, because there'll always be someone that'll offer you, 10-minute abs, someone comes out with 8-minute abs. We believe that you never want to compete on price, but you do want to offer value. And I think that people do see massive value in this. It's more a function of, do I want to spend the time to change? And that's really the question that we never really get faced with, oh, this is too expensive. We always just get faced with, I'm not sure if I'm ready to make the jump. But oftentimes the jump is made for us. We just don't know it yet.
Is there any bad advice or doctrine you've seen being put out there in the accounting world that just makes you angry?
I think people minimize how difficult it is to change. Whether or not you use TaxDome or use something else, I'm a firm believer that you do have to make that change. And when you do make that change, you want to be able to get onboarded as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. That's why what we focus on is we offer one-on-one help to everybody. So as I mentioned, we have the daily demos, we have one-on-one onboardings when you do become a client, because we do believe that people need to have their hand held a little bit making that change, because it's not that hard, but it seems much harder than it is to take your firm digital. But again, it's something something that really everybody needs to do. It's just a matter of when.
It is. It's going to happen, isn't it? And the firms that don't, what's going to happen to them?
The only thing that stays constant is the need to pivot. The only constant is change. And you either change with the times or your business simply will not succeed. And I think that oftentimes change happens faster than we think, and you never want to be behind the eight ball.
So as a passionate advocate of what you're doing, is there anything you truly deeply believe in that other people think is a bit crazy?
I do. I think people underestimate older people. I think people a lot of times think, oh, my clientele, they're not ready to go digital. They're too old, or they don't like change. But I guarantee you those octogenarians and septuagenarians are all on Facebook looking at their grandchildren's photos. So it's not a function of whether they can, it's a function of whether they want to.
Yeah.
And if your clients believe that they're using software or making change for you and to make your life easier, they're not going to care that much. But if they feel that they're getting value out of it, right? Just like they get value out of looking at their grandkids' pictures, then they're going to do it. And you'd really be surprised the number of people that have smartphones that are over the age of 70 and that are also on Facebook is astronomical. I really believe in the ability of anyone to change.
Yeah, that's really good. And throughout your career, is there any great advice that you've been given that might be nice to share to the accountants listening?
Always, always listen. No matter how firm you are in your opinion, always expect that you may be wrong. If you are too steadfast in your belief, then times will change and you won't change with them. No matter how right you think you are, always listen to the other side.
Sounds great. Ilya, if people want to get in touch with you to find out more about you and TaxDome, what's a good way to reach you?
Sure. So TaxDome.com, TaxDome. And as mentioned, we have a daily demo. It's a live webinar with Q&A, real live person giving you a little walkthrough, and you can ask anything you want. And we really recommend everyone to join there, because you get to really see A, how easy it is to use, and B, you get to ask questions that are relevant to your specific firm. So you get to see, how will this fix my problems? Because every company is different.
Sure. And in closing, what message would you give to the younger accountants listening that want to drive change in their firm? They want to digitize. They want to try some new things, maybe even like TaxDome, but they're hitting walls with maybe some intransigent older partners or even younger partners that are not embracing change as much as they could do.
Right, right. You want to use a bit of FOMO. The younger generation will definitely understand, but it's all about how you position things. If you position it as, we need to make this change because it's going to make my life easier and less busy work for me, meaning the younger junior person, that's not a real value add for your senior, for the owner of the firm. But if you position it of, we're going to miss the boat and we're going to lose business, or if you can come up with situations where the business is not going to be able to function normally, and if you can come up with a plan of action for that, that might change things. So everything is really just a function of how you present the problem and point of view.
Well, Ilya Radzinski of TaxDome, that's been terrific. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much, Rob.
You've been listening to Accounting Influencers, the podcast for accounting leaders and influencers who want to know exactly what makes the good firms great and the great accountants world-class. For show notes on today's and other episodes, plus some great blogs and resources to help accountants lead, sell, and perform at the highest levels, go to bdacademy.pro. Until next time, have a fantastic day.